This is Confessions of an Actress, and I'm your host, Meredith Patterson. I've been a professional Broadway television and film actress for the past 20 years, and this podcast are my confessions of what it's like in the business. Welcome. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is my 56th episode of Confessions of an Actress podcast, and I just feel like I'm just getting started. I know I've taken a long hiatus over the summer, and I got COVID, which if you haven't listened to my Wellness Wednesday episode from this past Wednesday, please do. It is a doozy, as I like to say. So what has been going on with me since my last official episode is that, you know, I came to Montana to do this summer Broadway summer theater camp that I've done for the past couple of years with my friends Betsy and Luke at the Alpine Theater Project, which is an incredible theater. And of course, they are shut down like the entire world. But they decided to actually still have their Broadway summer camp outdoors. And because Montana at the time was very, very low cases with the coronavirus, they were able to do it. And what they did was they brought in a bunch of us instructors and teachers and professionals from New York and LA. And we secured an outdoor space. The weather here is gorgeous in the summer. It's not humid. There's not a lot of bugs and all those things. So we were able to kind of be at this person's property in this beautiful outdoor space, which was just gorgeous. And they had this outdoor stage set up for us to rehearse in, and we had an amp, and the piano player and musical director Billy had his piano with amplification. I mean, it was amazing what they put together. And we and all of the kids had masks on from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. every day. And I gotta tell you, I was so impressed with these kids and their ability to wear masks. And their ability to wear masks in like 90 degree weather and sing with a mask on and dance with a mask on. And I was just so happy that they got it and that we were all collectively able to do what we love and be together. We would get our temperature taken every day. If we had any symptoms, obviously we wouldn't come, but everybody was COVID free. We all got tested. It was great. It was wonderful. And it was great to be back for the first time the entire year performing. And how we actually did the show was because we had been in this rehearsal with each other for the past 3 weeks and we all were negative, when we were able to get up on stage, we were performing in a baseball field. And Betsy and Luke are amazing. And they had their crew put together this outdoor arena stage with the musicians on stage with masks on, and we performed outside. And Betsy and Luke actually had the audience in their own little quarantine, 6 feet apart circles. And we did this incredible show. And the show was, not only was it inspirational music, but to have the kids up there with us and performing, we had a separate show that was a kid show and then a separate show that was a professional show. And we did a whole week of performances, and I just was so happy. I even tap danced outside with, just with my incredible friend Luke, who we did 42nd Street on Broadway together, and we got to tap dance and do this famous soft shoe from Honey Coles, or from My One and Only with Honey Coles and Tommy Toon. It was just great. I got to sing Joni Mitchell. My husband got to sing Queen. My sons got up and sang. I mean, we just had a blast. We also stayed at Betsy's mom's summer lake house. And if you follow me on Instagram, you saw a lot of slow-mo videos of us jumping into the lake. And just, you know, summer in Montana is one of the most beautiful things. And we've loved it, like I said, for the past couple of years. And what's funny is that, you know, this year has basically, we had a plan of what this year was going to be. And then of course, all that was gone when COVID hit, and everything has started taking a different meaning. And we have been having these 2 a.m. talks about what are we doing and how are we going to thrive in this environment because Broadway is closed and all these things were happening. And basically because we weren't hanging out with anybody, we were hanging out with each other and we were talking about what are we doing. So we started talking about life and how much our kids were thriving and loving being in Montana and how much we were loving being in Montana. And we started really thinking about our life in big cities. And I know, you know, the coronavirus has set people's thought process in a lot of different places, but especially artists, because let's face it, you guys, we've never really lived within our means. We've never been able to, because we've lived in one of the most, or two of the most expensive cities in the country, New York City and Los Angeles. Or if you happen to live in, you know, some other big city, but those are the two meccas, right, here in America. And if you live there and you are a theater artist, you are barely scraping by unless you happen to be bouncing from Broadway show to Broadway show, but then you still have this fear that you're not going to be making your, you know, $100,000 or $150,000 a year. And if you are a superstar, then you're in a different tax bracket. But you know, living within your means and being a theater artist is hard. It's almost impossible. And when you really actually think about it, none of us actually do. We are all living on credit. We're all living on savings if we have it. We're all living on hoping we get the next gig. And with COVID, none of us have gigs. So after a few months, you start going, I don't know what to do. And I'm going to have to figure this out. And if any of us know theater actors, we are resilient, or artists, we are resilient people. So we started, my husband and I, when we were here, started thinking about what we were doing and what we were going to do and how we were going to sustain life in Los Angeles in a house, because that's hard enough as it is. It's a different economy there. And I know a lot of artists have been displaced during this coronavirus, and sometimes permanently. Now, we sat and we talked and we said, okay, are we just having a blast here? Are we watching our kids thrive here? Are we finally enjoying ourselves and we're romanticizing the fact that we might need to move out of LA? And the truth is that we weren't, because we've been thinking for the past 3 years that we need to figure out how we can do what we love and we can afford to have a family. So this isn't really a new conversation. I think just COVID just kind of set it into high gear. So upon having these massive conversations about moving to Montana from Los Angeles, we talked to our kids. They were on board right away, and not in a little kid way. They really were thinking about it and really were telling us, like, every day, I want to move here. I want to move here. I want to live here. So a lot of times when you're a parent, you just go, you know what? I want to do what's best for my children. And as an artist, sometimes you have to do what's best for you in your career. But all of that shifts, and all of that has shifted because of COVID. So that's kind of a positive thing. I can think of it that way, that we were having these real life conversations about where do we want to live. And after 4 weeks and six weeks we were here, I can't even remember, we decided we were going to do it. We were going to jump in and we were going to move. And we were significantly cutting our costs of living tremendously. I mean, it's just awesome. But it's also, you know, it's scary because none of us, Dustin and I, have always lived in a major city. My whole adult life, I've lived in a major city, or very close to a major city. Even growing up, I grew up outside of San Francisco. I was 20 minutes outside of the city. And, you know, at 18, I moved to New York, and then I was going back and forth to LA. And so we've always experienced that type of life as adults and as parents. So we've been here in Montana, officially moved here a month ago. And as you know, I got coronavirus, and so did my husband and our two sons. And we are now fully recovered, luckily. And we have set up our place here, and we love it. We love, it's cold here. We love it. We didn't think that we would love it. I'm a California girl, but we love the weather. I see at least one deer every day, and it does make me smile. I do take a deep breath when I go outside. There is something to be said for being in a smaller mountain town. And where we are living is just a beautiful, quiet place. And now I know I'm going to miss my trips to Trader Joe's. I know I'm going to miss, a really good Thai food. I'm going to miss a lot of things about, the convenience of a big city. But I'm looking outside my window right now and I can see Big Mountain. I can see snow on top of the mountain. I can see fall colors and just a general slower way of life. And I say that in the way of versus, small town versus big city. And what's funny is that I have gotten more work as an artist since I've moved away from LA. I have been doing self-taping. I've been doing a lot of that. I'm actually going to be teaching an on-camera class here in Montana. There is actually a new film and television studio being built about 2 hours away from here. Actually, I think it's only an hour and a half, but there's a new television studio being built here. David Kelly is doing a new TV show, and you guys know how I love David Kelly. He's doing a new TV show called Big Sky, which is what Montana is called, and it's not about Montana, but it takes place in Montana. You have the show Yellowstone that is thriving, that is filming here. So, and also, my husband and I being able to have us not work so much or work so hard to make a living and have our money stretch, we're going to be able to write my book, write music together, dance and sing more, do concerts, and not feel the pressure of a big city paycheck, trying to get, pay the rent, pay the groceries, all those things. So that's what's going on with me life-wise. And it's great. I'm just, our oldest son is actually doing Aladdin Jr. with the ATP Kids, the Alpine Theater Project. If you guys haven't looked up that theater, it's amazing. And they're doing a show, and then we're going to be doing, I just did a live stream, not a live stream thing, but I did do a live stream thing, but I'm the ATP Kids and myself did a God Bless Us Everyone reunion with A Christmas Carol with Paul Gimignani and all the people that I worked with, God, 23 years ago. That's going to be coming out, and we just recorded that. I actually just made my live stream Zoom UK debut with a great company called the South Devon Players, and I did that show. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you saw all of the incarnations of it. And it was a very interesting experience because it was a play called Snow by the great Ashley Griffin, who was a guest on this podcast. She's amazing and brilliant, and she actually starred in it with me. And I got to play three different characters, including an evil queen. And yes, it's surrounded by Snow White. It's an amazing play. I love this play. And we performed it via Zoom. Basically, we had these incredible other actors from all over the country and all over the world, Broadway caliber, amazing people. And we had choreography, actually, fight choreography while you're doing Zoom. And then what the South Devon Players did was they had another way of broadcasting this live performance. So we were actually performing live, and we were all on Zoom, and we had lighting, and we had props, and we had costumes, and all these things. And then it was broadcast through the South Devon Players in the UK. So this was an amazing thing to do. It is theater companies trying to figure out a new way to do stuff. And, you know, it didn't make us a lot of money, but it wasn't about that. It was about trying to find a way to perform live. And I find that, you know, a lot of people in this time are trying to figure out how to teach, how to perform, how to still be a part of it, because we are all just, you know, so wanting to do what we love and wanting to help the world heal. And that's another part of being a live performer, is that you are used to being in the theater with the audience and that molecular thing that happens when you perform. And there's nothing like it in the world. You really don't understand it until you are on stage singing or dancing and that wave of audience reaction hits you. And we all miss it. We all miss it terribly. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we are trying to figure out during this time, but doing this live stream thing was great. It's not the same. It really isn't the same. But I'm really just happy that I was able to do it. I'm happy that I was able to be a part of it. And I thank the South Devon Players for asking me to be a part of that. So I wanted to talk to you guys about this incredible company called Coloring Broadway, and they sent me a lot of really awesome adult coloring posters. And they're like these little cute little posters that are all themed very differently. And thank you to Coloring Broadway for sending me this. ColoringBroadway.com. You guys, please go to that website. I actually might send this to my friend, this one, way down Haydenstown. I might send this to my friend Patrick Page, but they, you know, they really, it's beautiful. So let me talk a little bit about Coloring Broadway. So Coloring Broadway is where musicals meet mindfulness. So it is, you know, we all know musicals are magic. Broadway is magic. We love Broadway. And we love coloring, and coloring is actually, I was talking on this podcast about, you know, adult coloring books and things like that. And so they reached out to me, Coloring Broadway, and asked if I would try this. And while I had COVID, you guys, I sat and I looked through and colored a lot of these really awesome, there's some that are postcard size, there's some that are 8x10, and they're things that you can color and then you can then frame them. And they're just so inventive and so beautiful. And they're not, it's not a Broadway poster. It's actually more unique than that. So they have the Les Mis collection. They have my favorite, they have Chicago, which is one of my favorite musicals. They have all these really great, they have a one that says musical theater nerd. And then you can put on it like, my favorite musical is, my favorite song is, and the last show that I saw on Broadway was, and all these things. And I just love, I love what they do. They have theater programs. They have special events. They have fundraising. So go and follow Coloring Broadway on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. And if you visit the shop, you can get 10% off by using the code COLORWITHUS. So use the code COLORWITHUS and get 10% off your Coloring Broadway products. And thank you guys again so much for sending me your awesome, awesome coloring, coloring posters. And I will just continue to keep coloring and, be meditative in this awesome way. Thanks, Coloring Broadway. So you guys, I feel like I have so much to say because I haven't been on this podcast for a while, but I also have so many guests that are coming up that I love so much. People that I've worked with here in Montana this past summer, people with the South Devon Players that I got a chance to work with. And I'm going to bring on some new guests. I'm actually going to bring on people that are more personal to me. My next guest that I'm going to have on this podcast is actually my mom. And I'm so excited to have my mom be a guest because I really want to have there be not a this is your life aspect of this podcast, but I want, I've been asked by so many parents parents of kids that are artists. How do I parent this artist that I have, this actress, this person that I don't know anything about this industry, and what do I do? And so I kind of want to start off this season of Confessions of an Actress with some confessions by my parents. I'm going to have my mom, I'm going to have my dad, I'm going to have my mentor and my first dance teacher, one of my first dance teachers who is now a friend. She's going to be on. My high school drama teacher is going to be on. I'm going to have so many people talking about the other side of the coin of what it's like to really guide and foster me, and artists who go on to be professionals, because it's different than people who are just wanting to just do this as an extracurricular thing. And if anybody knows that, my teachers do, because I wasn't one of those kids that was just like sitting back and, you know, just coming to class. And like, I was in it to win it. I was in it all the way. So I'm excited about having those people in my life and my parents on as guests. So I hope you enjoy learning about them and learning about them in their life, and also what it was like for them to raise me and guide me. So I'm going to end this episode talking about my book that I'm writing, which, it's funny, you guys, it's a really interesting thing how you go back and you start writing about things 20 years ago. And if you don't know, the book I'm writing is Confessions of an Actress, From Chorus Girl to Broadway Star. That's my title that I'm giving it right now. But it's really about my journey from being in the chorus of 42nd Street to Peggy, and then 9/11 hitting. And it's the 20th anniversary of this book, or of this book, of that show, and of course, 9/11. And I didn't expect to be writing it during the coronavirus, but that's kind of going to add a little extra to it. So I can't not reflect on that. But in writing about all of this and going back 20 years, it's interesting how now, being a 44-year-old woman, thinking of my 24-year-old self making my Broadway musical debut and all of the pressures that it is to have an $11 million musical on your back. But also how exciting it was, and how for so long I thought, I don't know if anybody's going to want to listen to this. I don't know if anyone cares about my story. And it went from me thinking that way to me thinking, this is for my kids. This is for my, I don't want to say legacy, but I have always been a journal writer. I've always been somebody that loves hearing people's stories. And so why not my story? Why do I think people don't want to hear my story? I have no idea why. It's just it's an artist insecurity. So I've been reading a lot of books. There's a book I've been reading called The Right to Write, and another book called If You Want to Write, which is a book about art, independence, and spirit by Brenda Yeeland. And I've been just going through all of those ups and downs and writer's block and all that stuff. But I know I'm going to get it done in time. And I know a lot of you guys have written in and DM'd me with your excitement about this book that I'm writing and branding Confessions of an Actress, and having it be, I don't know if it's going to be a book series, but I'm definitely going to start with my 20th anniversary of one of the biggest things that happened in my career, which was taking over the lead in a Broadway show. So I'm excited about that. And being here in Montana, I'm going to have the quiet and the ability to really dig in and write. So yeah, you guys, I re-signed with my agents, even though my agents are in New York and LA, and they know that I'm here in Montana. I just re-signed with them for another year, and I love them. And they're across the board talent with, you know, Todd Eskin is my point person, and I love him so much. I just did a self-tape for a new, not a new Dick Wolf show, but a show that's executive produced by Dick Wolf, and he's, you know, as you know, famed for Law and Order and all these other incredible shows that he's done. But my dream, you guys, is to be on David Kelly's show, Big Sky. So if you hear me, Mr. Kelly, I love you, and I would love to be a part of the show. And I don't have to be funny, because God knows I've played other parts. I don't have to be, you know, silly. But yeah, guys, thank you so much again for supporting me virtually with listening to this podcast, sharing it, reposting it. All those things help me pay my bills. So to all the artists out there and all the people out there who are dealing with not having work and not knowing what your purpose is, I'm sending you love. I'm sending you bliss. I'm sending you gratitude. I'm sending you fortitude. I'm sending you, you know, monetary positiveness. I don't know what else I'm sending you. Everything I can to help you thrive. And if you feel like you as an artist feel like you need to move out of a big city, let me tell you, do it. You guys, we have to just go with your gut and just go with what you feel is right. And this is something that, you know, COVID or not, I think we should all do and not be fearful of it and just dive in, because you have one life. Hopefully you have more than, you know, than a lot of these people who are dying from this terrible disease. Like, you have each day to start fresh and to be fearless and to, you know, dream big. It, all these things sound cheesy, but they really are what this life is made of. And we as artists are supposed to create and to make people think. And now's the time to do that even more so. And you can do it from anywhere. Let me be the example, because I'm going to do it from Montana. You guys, I am literally 45 minutes from Canada. Like, I am just in a totally different world than I've ever been, and I feel more creative than I ever have. So if that's any indication, I'm still going to take my trips to LA and my trips to New York, and I can't wait to get a taste of it, but then come back to this place where I have this haven of incredible artists in this town. And we are going to create some amazing things. And I am so glad you are one of my listeners. I'm so glad to be connecting with you here. And take care of yourself. And until next week, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.